how they hadn't carried their stock to Nashville. But that's what they did then. They drilled their turkeys. Till night come, you know, a turkey go to roost and be late, he'd go up on them. So they'd drive them, they raised turkeys in here and herded them to Nashville. But when dark began to get night, they'd go to roost, so they'd have to camp. So out today, when I go to Nashville, I follow down 100 Highway, when I hit the Whippoorwill Holler and the Whippoorwill Hill, I never have forgot it going down that Whippoorwill Holler, going on my first run to Nashville, driving them cows and riding in that old buggy and making that trip up to Nashville. That was my first experiences and my first trip into Nashville. But he followed this, he owned this farm here. And he didn't do too much of the work in his first year. Here he traded. He made a good living out of it. He owned it. They sold off about 80 some odd acres of this farm to his brother. That was before my time. They joined property over here that was originally in the farm here. And then in later years, he got older. He married my mother. And they raised this large family. They had lots of sickness and all. But he followed. He was one thing. He had one principle. And that was to be honest and to work. He raised every one of us kids to work. He raised us to be honest. And I'm going to tell you an incident. It happened after he was 85 years old. Right back over in the forest, hauling logs. And he came around, and at that time, he couldn't write. He got old, he couldn't write his name. I done his writing for his checking account. He had his checking account with First National Bank at Centerville. So he went around up the valley yonder and went over the hill where I'd cleared a piece of land for a fella and cultivated. And it was so steep that he couldn't ride his horse up there, he'd get down and walk. So when he found me over there in the holler, he gave me a good dressing down for cultivating that piece of land. He said that he wouldn't cultivate it for nobody if he'd give it to him. I said, well, you taught me to do what you promised to do. And I said, I made a lease that ground and made a contract to cultivate it. And I said, that's what I'm going to do. And I said, I'm going to stick to it. Well, he said, I wouldn't cultivate it. He said, you're a fool for doing it. I said, I may be. But I said, you taught me, always told me that, to do whatever I promised to do. Stick to it. Sat there on his horse, I wrote the check for him. He looked at me, he said, well, he said, you're the most headset person that God Almighty ever tangled a gut in. He said, nobody can doubt your honesty, your truthfulness, and your work. But he said, there ain't nobody can turn you, I don't reckon. So that's the last dressing down he ever gave me. We just us two back there in the hill. But he taught it to me. I had the mind. I could still feel the stripes on my back. He put on that the second day of June of 1912. And then he didn't whip me for some meanings I'd done. He just whipped me for not doing what I told him to do. He told me what to do, and I didn't do it. I just didn't make it, and that's what he whipped me for. That's why I brought up. And I raised my family. I wasn't as hard on them as he was on me and my brother. But they all know what work is today. They know what it is to work. And you couldn't get one of them to lie to me and talk.
Yeah. What's your grandparents on your mother's side, where were they from?
From the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. See, my poor parents come from the Carolinas, North Carolina.
Your father's?
My father's parents did. My grandparents came from North Carolina and settled in Dixon County. And my grandmother, which was a meat, and she settled, she was raised in there. They settled in there. And my grandparent on my mother's side was and they also come from Carolina. And my great-grandparents there, is right below Miss Brown there, was one of the first settlers.